the Why Not podcast. I'm Darby.
I'm Alyssa. If you're new here.
You're new here on these parts.
Well then, if you're new here, welcome.
If you are returning, thank you. We appreciate it. We're a hot mess today.
We're a hot mess 90% of the days, but...
Seems a little extra hot and a little extra messy.
Had some technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
Oh my god.
We're not okay.
I'm not okay. We've had some technical difficulties.
We have.
Setting up tonight.
Yeah.
So bear with us.
But we're gonna push through. We're gonna get this episode done. Happy New Year. This will be 2025 when you're seeing this. It's wild.
It is wild. I'm not ready.
I'm not either. Hop right in. I want to start the episode a little off topic with your new hairdo. Your impromptu hairdo 10 minutes before you left the house today.
Yeah, it was great.
I love how the first episode I was like, yeah, I'm coming back with bangs the next time we record. Haven't done it.
Still haven't.
I don't know if I will at this point in time or not. And then we have you that was just like, yeah, I'm doing this.
Yeah. I had a dream about it last night. Not even about it. It was just there in my dream. And I was like, you know, I kind of like that. They're a little bit shorter today than what I wanted them to be.
I really like it, though.
But it's hair.
It's hair.
It'll grow.
Yeah. I think it's perfect length, honestly. And, like, perfect fringe. I love it.
I'm liking it. We'll stick with it.
You're sticking with it?
For now.
I think you should get a mullet, though, now. Subscribe if you think that Alyssa should get a mullet to match her husband.
No.
So, yeah, I just wanted to point that out. I'm glad one of us actually took the pledge. Plunge? Not the pledge.
The pledge.
I pledge allegiance. So, yeah.
It's going to be a night, guys.
It's going to be such a night. But, hey, that's what this podcast is all about.
Also,
yes,
we are both drinking
blueberry
wine.
Yes.
And it's phenomenal.
It's for the Aldi brand, isn't it? Or the Pacifica?
Pacifica.
Yes. It's really good.
Got it at Aldi, though.
Aldi wine is top tier.
It is.
It's cheap. It's good. Maybe I should stop there tomorrow before the New Year's Eve
party. I have to go there and grab some.
Give me, like, a red. I'll try a red.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah. Here we go with our Aldi wine.
Aldi wine.
All right. Our first topic we alluded to in last week's episode with you don't like everything showers.
I hate them.
What?
Okay, so what do you consider an everything shower? What all do you do during your everything shower?
Okay, so I have... There's, like, an everything shower that I'm not relaxing, and then there's a I'm going to carve out time on, like, a day that I have off and do everything. And I start with, like, a hair mask and a face mask, and I'm shaving my face, and I'm, like, doing, like, all this prep work. I spend, like, 30 minutes before the shower.
Okay.
Face mask, shave, pluck my eyebrows, like, put a hair mask in. I'm, like, prepping for this. And then I get in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Wash the face mask off, wash the hair mask out. And then I'm exfoliating. I am shaving every single piece of hair on my body, minus, like, my head, of course. Like, in there. In every crevice.
Yes.
It's gone.
Yes.
I'm doing a second hair mask. I'm shampooing my hair 3 times, because I'm using my regular shampoo, sometimes a dandruff shampoo, depending on how my hair's doing, and a clarifying shampoo.
Okay.
I'm doing a long condition soak.
Yes.
And then I'm doing another hair mask on top of it. My first hair mask is
Girl.
like It's like an oil. And then my second one's like a deep conditioning.
But why so many? Your hair can only handle so much. It can only soak in so much.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I haven't done that since before we moved. So that'd be like probably before we went to Washington and April was the last time I did it. And I think that's because someone was like, you know, you're overdoing it, right?
Yeah, it can only hold so much.
So now I've been focusing when I do them on more exfoliating my scalp and getting rid of the buildup. So that's kind of where I've been leaning to. My everything showers start, and then I'm getting out and I'm doing a full skincare routine after that. Like skin, face, putting stuff in my hair again. Like, it takes me at least 2 hours to do my everything shower.
Stressful. Not relaxing.
You're also a bath person, though.
But I don't take them often.
No, you don't, but like,
I would love to, but I need a bigger tub.
Yes, can we? Big bathroom needs to give us, like, better tubs.
Yeah.
Like,
I need one that is going to cover my knees and my tits at the same time.
Why is that so hard?
I don't know.
You know what I've really considered? Getting those walk-in showers that old people get. It's like a mini hot tub.
It kind of is.
And I feel like it'd be relaxing. There's good jets.
Yeah. My everything showers are not that expensive. And I still fucking hate them.
Okay, so it's
I hate washing my hair in general.
Yep.
Because there's just so much.
Yes.
And then I have to blow dry it because I don't do, like, the air dry. I can't.
And that's opposite. I can't blow dry my hair. I have to let it air dry.
I used to, but then I got, like, the round, like, Revlon Drow Dryer Brush. Blow dryer brush.
That's actually one of my goals when we're talking about this, is to learn how to use something like that.
Best thing I've ever bought.
Okay, you might sell me on it this episode. Yeah. Like, but I'm also the girl. The only thing I ever did with my hair was straighten it.
Yeah, see this? It smooths it out and blow dries it at the same time.
Yeah.
And it cut my blow drying hat, like, in my time, almost in half.
I've used an actual blow dryer. Lord! probably like 3 or 4 times this year, and it's that one that you gave me when you were cleaning out your garage with the diffuser on it.
Oh, yeah.
I do like it, because I have pretty naturally curly hair if I do it right, but I'm not doing it right. So then it looks nice for a little bit, but the grease and the oil start so much faster with it.
Yeah, see, and I have naturally wavy hair, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the bottom half is super curly.
Yes.
And then the top is, like, wavy-ish.
Yep.
And I think that's, like, an Irish curl or whatever is what they're calling it.
We have pretty similar hair types.
And it's hard to make it look good. Yeah. Because I never was taught to, like, embrace that.
Mm-mm.
So it's hard. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to the everything showers.
Yes. Let's hear the routine.
Mine is so simple. So I have one of those, like, tinkle razors, and I do that on my face, my eyebrows.
Okay.
And then I get in the shower, and I wash everything. I use, like, a sugar scrub.
Yep.
I shave. Clarifying shampoo. Well, okay, before I get in the shower, while I'm doing, like, the tinkle razor, I do coconut oil in my hair.
Okay.
And I leave that sit. I actually put it on first.
Yep.
And I let it sit for, like, 45 minutes.
I hate what it does to my hair. It's never benefited my hair. Because I used to try that in high school, and it would just turn my hair into, like, coconut to olive oil girl.
Do that. Do the tinkle razor, clarifying shampoo,
mm-hmm.
normal shampoo,
yep.
conditioner on my ends, not my roots.
Right.
Normally I do it on my roots too.
Really?
Yeah. My new favorite thing though is my comb that I got that takes all the buildup off your scalp.
Did you get one?
Yes.
Is it worth it?
I bought it off Temu for $2. Let me fucking tell you, the amount of shit that comes off my scalp, it's disgusting and satisfying at the same time.
Right, like, that's what I hate about, like, I feel like our hair type with it being so thick and, like, the buildup that it gets mm-hmm. in there and trying to get it out.
And I don't even use, like, a lot of product. I really don't.
No, you don't. I don't either.
I use, like, a 10-in-1. It's, like, a leave-in and a heat protectant and everything all in one when I get out of the shower. And hairspray every now and then.
Yeah, and I mean, I have a little bit of conditioner that I put in my ends, too. And I have, like, maybe a little, like, hair oil if I want my hair to shine a little bit.
Or if it's a little extra frizzy.
Me every day, all day.
I mean, yes.
Yes.
But no, so I shave, shampoo twice, conditioner on my ends, the sugar scrub, and then I have, like, a shower oil that I use at the end of it.
Okay.
And then I get out. And I do lotion and wash my face and
all that good jazz.
Yeah.
Here's a question. What are you using to shave your body with?
Flamingo razor.
And what are you using for, like, on your skin?
I don't. What? I don't use shaving cream.
What? Mm-mm.
I've never needed to. Like, I don't get razor burn. I don't get anything.
What is it like being God's favorite child?
It's pretty great.
Dude, I get razor burn so easily and ingrown hairs so easily from shaving. I use, sometimes I'll use shaving cream, but most of the time I just use conditioner.
Conditioners, yeah. When I was in high school, I did that all the time.
Yeah. Wow. Just raw dogging your shave. It sounds so awful. With my
skin. I normally do it after my, like, sugar scrub, and that has, like, an oil in it.
Ah, still. Oh, my God.
So it helps, I think.
Yeah, I could see that. Hmm. I've also really been curious about getting, like, an electric razor.
I have wanted to do the, like, the laser removal.
That terrifies me, if I'm being honest.
It terrifies me, too, but, like...
I don't want to fry my coochie.
To not have to shave anymore.
I mean, yeah, that, too. I have thick Portuguese black hair all over my body. And it's so annoying. So annoying.
Yeah, I get that.
But, like, I could benefit from laser. I just... Ugh, it terrifies me.
Or, like, sugar waxing.
I've thought about sugar waxing before.
Yeah. That sounds like something I could get into. But, like, you have to let it grow longer.
Which is fine for me, because I'm
that... It grows fast.
It grows fast, and, like, I don't shave unless I have to.
Same.
It was, I think, around Thanksgiving, and I had... This is disgusting, but I did not...
We're here for it.
I did not shave for 4 weeks. My leg hair... was over an inch long.
I think the only time, like, I shaved in November before your wedding because my dress had a slit.
Yep.
And then I don't think I shaved again until... right before Christmas.
I love that.
Other than my armpits. Yeah. Like, that's, like, almost, like, an everyday or every other
right.
day.
That's, which is so annoying.
Yeah, I fucking hate it.
Yeah. I think, I don't even know if I shaved my legs before the wedding because I had such a long dress. I might have. I think I did.
You did. You did an everything shower right before.
Yes. Yep.
The day before.
The day before.
But yeah, I only, there was one time.
This is so bad. I love this.
What were we doing? Oh my god, I don't remember where we were going, but I was wearing, like, a knee length, no. I was wearing my jeans. I have, like, the hole right here. Yeah. You know?
Yep. I know exactly which hair you're talking about.
I only shaved that one part of my leg.
Oh, I've done that.
But then there was another time. We were going out. I think it was when we were in California for work.
Mm-hmm.
When me and Allie were there. It was my bridesmaid's dress. Has a slit.
Yes.
I only shaved my one leg.
I love that so much, though. I mean, I've done that if it's like...
Yandy gave me so much shit for that.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. So did Allie. It was so funny. I was like, I really hate to admit this to you guys, but...
I think it's absolutely amazing. I've done it where, like, if I'm wearing a knee-length anything, like shorts, skirt, dress, I'll just shave up. Yeah. Just how I talk to shave. But to only shave
one leg.
I love it. It's iconic.
It was worth it. I didn't have to do an everything shower.
Right? I mean, there's definitely been times where, or, like, if we come over here for an impromptu, like, pool night, it's like, and I just, like, run to the shower, grab some hand soap, and yeah. I just, super quick.
Yeah. During the summer, I shave often.
I do. I just hate doing it.
Same.
It's like,
and I only do because, like, the kids are like, oh, come in the pool with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, we're in the pool, and it's just us and the kids. And then randomly, like, people just kind of stop by.
Yep.
So it's like, I kind of just have to be prepared, you know?
Also, I don't like how my...
Also, though, if it's just you guys, I don't give a fuck.
That'd be weird if you did.
Right?
I don't like how my legs feel in the water if they're not shaved.
Yeah.
Like, a fresh shave and then getting in the pool feels really nice.
Yeah, it really does.
It's great.
I can get on board with that.
Yes. Okay. Well... I guess it's fair. I guess for me, like, my everything shower is the one time I, like, tune out and do other things, but.
Recording stopped.
No!
At 57 seconds.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, do I just keep going on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry this probably is not going to be the best quality audio you guys have had, but this is just describing our week. Night. I'll go with my week. This is describing my week.
So today.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It's only Monday.
Listen, the few days before Christmas to the few days after New Year's is 1 week. I don't care if it's, like, 10 days. It's 1 week.
I can get on board.
It's a blur. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I'm supposed to show up for work. I'm all over the place.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. I had a presentation at 9 a.m. the day after Christmas.
Ew.
Yeah.
Why did they do that to you?
It kind of had to be that day. It was actually more on me. They're like, does this day work? And I was like... It's going to. I'll make it work.
We're making it work.
This is happening, and we're doing it. I guess we don't really need to be talking into the mics.
I hate today.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of New Year's and this time, New Year's Eve is tomorrow.
Yes.
It's going to be a time. We're doing a hockey game. And then we are... What?
On Saturday?
Yeah.
We learned that the Stampede is number one in the conference.
Are they good this year?
Yeah.
Wild.
The 1 year that we just went to our third game.
We'll go tomorrow and they'll eat shit.
They can't. Killed it on Saturday.
Really?
When we were there.
Okay.
Yeah, because the people behind us, Tim was like, yeah, number one, and like we're doing so good. And my brother Ryan looked at me and Andy and was like, maybe you guys should actually stop coming to the games.
Of course Ryan would say that.
And I was like, I look back at Tim and I go, if we lose tonight, we're the problem. We'll stay away.
We'll stop. We'll stop coming.
But we won.
Nice.
By three.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was a great game.
Awesome. I'm excited then for tomorrow.
Yeah. And the 1,000 fans get a free scarf.
Fuck yeah. I like free shit. It's
me too. Cool.
So yeah, we're going to the hockey game tomorrow night. And then we will come back here and do our annual New Year's get-together.
Yeah. Get to write on our mini champagne bottles for our goal for the year.
I have not. I've only popped one out of all the years that we've done it.
We've only done it two.
I thought we've done it three.
Mm-mm. This will be our third.
I'm just an idiot, guys. It's fine.
Yep.
I've come close to a few of my goals, but...
You really had a really busy year.
Yeah, it was kind of insane.
Moving, but... engaged, wedding.
New job.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been a while. Mike's new job. It's been a year. 2024 has been, it's been a good year, but it's been a year.
Yeah.
So.
It's been a lot for you guys.
And you guys, and because you've been helping us with all of it, too.
It's been fun, though.
It's been so fun.
Yeah.
The wedding stuff was so much fun.
It was a good time.
It was a great time.
I have no idea what I'm doing for my resolution this year.
Mm.
Or my goal, I guess. My resolution every year has been to go to the gym.
It's like the most common one and the most commonly failed one.
Yeah, I fail it all the time.
You do have, like, you have small kids, though, too, which does not make it easy.
Yeah.
Because there's only one that provides, like, a child service.
Yeah, and they don't like it. And it's hard for me to make them go when I know that they don't like it.
Yeah. Which is fair.
Because most of the time, when they are there, there's, like, just babies there. There's no other kids, really, their age.
Yeah.
So that makes it hard.
It's understandable. How do you feel about New Year's resolutions in general? Are you a hater?
They're
kind
of a load of crap. Like,
mm-hmm.
You can make that resolution at any time and, like, stick to it. If you're going to stick to it, you're going to stick to it. And if you're not, it doesn't matter when you make it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I like New Year's because it's, like, a fresh start. It's like, all right, I can, like, I'm starting this. It's a good time.
But what about a new week? Or a new month.
I can't get behind it. It really takes New Year's for me to, like, get... Okay, I should not say that. We started going to the gym last December already. Even before that, I think. I think we started going to the gym...
It was before that.
It was. Okay. But I still like New Year's goals because I always buy myself a planner that I only use for 2 months. And then I get rid of it and I never use it again. That's actually one of my New Year's resolutions is to not buy a planner that I'm not going to use. I am looking into apps on my phone because you always have it with you.
Yeah.
So, like, me and Mike just started using Google Calendar. So we stopped accidentally forgetting things or double booking things or figuring things out like that. And then I've been looking at a few different apps for, like, goals because I'm a list person.
Yes.
And I like to sit down on January 1st and just make a list of the things that I want to accomplish within a year. So, like, I can have things that are, like, do this every week, do this every day. Here's, like, a list of things that I can work on because then it helps me not doom scroll on TikTok because I'm really bad at doing that.
Same.
I'm so bad at the doom scroll.
Yeah. We share our Google calendars. Me and Andy do. So does Allie. Allie has mine.
I love that. That's
great. But we share our Google calendars. And then... I have the Skylight calendar.
Yeah, that thing's
that
so cool.
That plays off of our Google calendar.
Yep.
So it's all on one bigger screen, which is super nice.
Yeah.
And this year I'm going to start doing chores on it for the boys.
Oh, smart.
And then they're going to do that. They got their Go Henry cards.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll get their allowance on that.
That'll be really nice. That'll help a lot.
I feel like they're finally at the age where they can really, like, make it more of a routine.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially because, yeah, being in school, I think, helps a lot with mm-hmm. that routine.
Yeah.
They know when it's time for bed now. They know, like, okay, I have school tomorrow. I have to be up at this time. Like, they've really gotten the hang of it.
They've gotten a lot better, yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what my big goals are going to be quite yet. I need to do some... I'll probably just copy mine from last year again. But I think I'll have a few other ones. And then the other thing I have on here, New Year's bingo. So this is something that Shannon sent me on TikTok. You know Shannon.
I saw it on TikTok and I've been thinking about wanting to do one.
So, hey Shannon, I know you're gonna watch this. We are going to put together a group of girls to do this bingo thing with.
I want in.
I figured you would. You, Allie, other people, anyone watching, if you want to join, comment. We'll do like a GroupMe or something like that, and we can just put them all in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, you just make a bingo sheet with like what you want to accomplish this year. And I think it's such a fun idea. And like, I'm down to like put a little gift bag together for first place.
Are we doing blackout bingo?
I think we should do a couple different ones. Like,
okay.
Like regular bingo, X, blackout, like throw some fun things in there. If you've ever done this, let us know too, like what works, what doesn't. But like, I'm super excited for that.
Yeah.
I think it's so much fun. My favorite part of the TikTok was the free space is your birthday.
That's awesome.
Turn 26.
Well, do you still have the TikTok?
Yes.
Okay, we'll link it.
Yes, I'll do we'll link it, and then I'll also do a...
stitch?
Thank you. A stitch. So, I think it's going to be...
yeah, that'll be such fun. A fun time. Hopefully you guys join us.
And if you want, we can also do the traditional, it's been like a 2-year thing, of what insane thing is going to happen in 2025. I would also be down to do a bingo with that. Like, have you seen those before?
Mm-mm.
One was Jason and Kylie Kelsey have another baby. Major natural disaster in X country. Who becomes president. That was one. That was a big one for this year. Or, like, things that surround those big things. Because we are living in the time where...
crazy shit happens every day.
Yes. So, let's make a bingo card out of it to enjoy the absolute
shit show that shit our world show. Is.
And I have a few TikToks. I can also stitch those and link them as well. So, if you're down for bingo, let us know.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It'll be so much fun. So, I'm excited for that. What are you leaving behind in 2024?
I don't know.
We really dropped the ball on getting ready for the new year.
Dude, it came so fast.
I know. It feels like yesterday we were celebrating New Year's here.
Yeah.
Just absolutely.
This whole month, like, it was a flash. I don't remember.
Having Thanksgiving and Christmas so close, it was awful.
Yeah, seriously, it's gone so fast. I don't even, like, how is tomorrow New Year's Eve?
I know. It feels so weird. But, what am I leaving behind in 2024? I'm going to try to leave behind some, like, people-pleasing tendencies.
I love that.
Yeah. I'm gonna leave behind being nice just to be nice.
Fuck yeah.
If we talked about this at dinner, like... 2025 is going to be angry me. I have a feeling. I'm going to be angry a lot of this year. Not in, like, a toxic way, but, like, don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
Like, don't say stupid shit around me and expect me to just not
be
do
okay
it.
With yeah. it. Yeah.
No. You say stupid shit, you're going to win stupid prizes.
Fuck yeah.
I'm leaving being nice behind in 2024 to the wrong people.
Yes.
I might be nice to you still.
You don't have to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm leaving behind.
I want to say that I'm going to, like, be the bigger person in 2025, but, like, do I have to be?
No. That's what I'm leaving behind in 2024.
Some situations I have to be.
Right, okay. Like, everything's situational. Like, obviously, with my job, I can't just go full bitch mode. That'd be really bad. It'd be fun, though. It'd be so fun. I've had some situations pop up, and it's like, I just want to be the bitch right now. I just want to be a bitch. But I haven't.
Good for you.
Thank you. It's been a lot of work.
Yeah. I told Andy, we tried to go to Wendy's. Jesus Christ. Before hockey on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And they were a shit show. Like, people were leaving the drive-thru line because it was just taking forever. We were one of those people. So we went across the street to Taco Bell. And I was just people watching and not being a nice person.
Been there.
And I told Andy, I had 3 hard shell tacos, asked for no tomatoes. First one had like 2, whatever, I picked them off. And then I was not a very nice person.
Yeah.
And the next one completely fell apart on me.
Oh, and Andy goes,
oh, it's a karma coup. And then the next one was like full of tomatoes. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
So I took them all off, and then it broke in half.
Oh my God.
And not, like, half, like, but, like, half.
That taco spread.
Yeah. It was so bad, and Andy's like, dude, karma's really coming at you today. Yeah. And I go, you know what? One day, I will learn to not be a bitch. But it is not today.
What I find so funny about that, too, is, like, I've been with you when you've been a bitch. And thus, if you're not actually a bitch.
I was that day.
Like, the average person just goes, oh, that's a normal person. And you're like, I'm being a bitch. And it's like,
yeah, no, really, it was not nice.
Yeah, I need to be better. I think mine with that has to be on the road rage. I have such bad road rage. Driving to and from work every single day. Stupid things always seem to happen. And I,
same.
Yeah, I need to work on my road rage in 2024. Especially because
2025. And no, he's 2024. Working on his.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not. Like, I'm sorry. Like, everyone has shit going on, and I get that.
Yeah.
But, like, it doesn't lead to you being a stupid fucking driver.
Right. The only,
like, just drive. Just be a normal person, you know?
I think I mostly want to work on it just because I'm a little scared now. It's like, we just had a gun get pulled on a road rage incident in town.
Yeah.
Yesterday. And I'm like, that scares me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't do, like, stupid shit where I, like, speed up behind them and, like, go around them and, like, slam on my brakes and shit. And it's rare that I honk at people, but, yep, like, it's me sitting in my car, like, yelling. Like, if I had a fucking horn, like, a megaphone.
Megaphone?
It would be game over. For me, not anyone else.
Oh, it'd be so entertaining, though.
Yeah.
I want to bring the energy into 2025, as, here in Sioux Falls, if you're from the area, you might know who I'm talking about. There's a guy that sits on a corner of either 41st and Western or 41st and Louise with a guitar and just rage screams guitar things. Dude. I love him.
Yes.
He's my favorite.
I kind of envy him.
Right?
I want to be him.
He was calling someone a bitch the other day. Like, fuck you. I honestly, it was Beth, but I don't think it was Beth. Fuck you, Beth, you stupid bitch. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And I was like, I love this.
I want to do this.
Can I join?
Oh, no.
And he's there at least once a week. I see this man at least once a week.
I see him most of the time when I go to Sam's Club.
Yeah, when he's on that corner.
Like, almost every time I go to Sam's Club, he's out there.
Man's putting in the work.
He is.
And I love it for him.
Yeah. One day I might just stop and join him.
That'd be so therapeutic, actually.
It would be.
It really would.
Can we make grass angels in the rain again?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
This year?
You know, it's raining in South Dakota.
It's cold out right now. And I want to be sick tomorrow.
Okay, fine. Yeah, this summer then.
Okay.
Yes. For context, me and Alyssa and, like, our husbands and our friend Allie and CJ, we went out to the bar one night. We went to this little bar here in Harrisburg to sing karaoke. And I got roofied. And
I had half of her drink.
Yep. Her and my husband had a little bit of it, too. Because I was supposed to be the DD that night. And I was supposed to go to a work event the next day. And so I was like, I will have this one vodka Red Bull to keep me awake. And then I'm not going to have anything else. And I got so fucked up off of it. And before you go, are you sure? Yeah, there was one point we looked at it and all the ice was at the bottom.
But it didn't click in our heads.
Right, because at that point we were too far gone already.
Yeah.
And everyone with us was also pretty gone at that point. Because I was supposed to be the DD. So we get back to Alyssa's house. One of the guys sobered up and took us there. And it was raining. It was pouring rain. And I don't even know how it happened. But the next thing I knew, we were both laying in Alyssa's front yard making grass angels in the rain.
And getting yelled at by Allie.
Allie's standing in the garage. Get your ass in here now!
She physically came and, like, lifted me off the ground. She pulled my arms and she's like, get the fuck inside.
Yeah, because I heard Allie yelling and I was like, okay, I can't get inside. And you're just like, no!
And I was like, fuck you, this is what we need!
You were definitely a lot feistier than me at first.
I was also drunk before that happened.
True, that is true. You were already drunk when that happened. And then you slept in your shower with your kid's blanket on top of you.
My kid's comforter.
Kid's comforter. In a stone shower.
Yeah, it was fucking horrible. When I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I was like, what the fuck did I do? My whole body hurt the next day.
Oh, I know. My feistiness didn't kick in till this is, because like after Rain Angels, that's when you went inside and you were done for the night.
Yeah.
And then the rest of us were in their garage on the golf simulator. And I had my very supportive now husband going, you're doing great, honey. Because this is the first time I've swung a golf club before in my life. I was like, don't tell me I'm doing good when I'm doing so fucking bad. And he's like, whoa, hold on. Just so confused out of his
mind.
But
you're doing good.
And yeah, like we argued the whole car ride home. And he was like, I'm just trying to be nice. And I was like, I don't need you to be nice to me. And yeah, the next day I called in because I was so sick and so sore.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not happening. So yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the day that we had family pictures the next day.
I think it was.
And Waylon ran up to me when he got home. Because my mom brought them to the house to get them ready.
Yeah.
He ran up to me and jumped in my arms and gave me a hug. And I set him down and I go, I'll be back. And I went into the bathroom and vomited for 10 minutes.
I didn't puke. The next day, I just had, like, I had the worst anxiety. And, like, that's coming from someone who has anxiety. Like, I was just sobbing in bed for no reason. And, like, shaking, and I could barely stand. But I did not get sick again the next day. But, again, you had a lot more to drink than I did.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that was awful. So, if we're going to do grass angels again this year, Let's not take the roofies to do it.
No. Awesome. I'll take a tequila shot, but, like, not the roofies. And not the tequila shot that we had last weekend, because that was fucking horrible.
We went to the same bar. This is a great bar.
Yes, we still go back.
Yes, it's awesome. There's no way I'm not going back. I don't blame the people that own the bar there at all. And we were already drunk, and Darby went, tequila shot? And we had a shot of...
A
$3 warm tequila shot with an orange juice chaser. And we both had to walk outside. And...
Dude, that was so bad.
I'm so surprised I didn't throw up.
I almost did.
Same.
Took everything I had in me to not. And I woke up yesterday morning. I came downstairs and took a bath. I told Andy before we went to bed, I was like, the one thing I want to do before the boys come home is I just want to take a hot bath in peace and quiet. So I did that. And then I went and was cleaning out the coffee maker because I just wanted coffee.
Yeah.
And I was running water through it. And I was sitting there and it took me like running water through it like 2 times because it's been a while.
Yeah.
And I was like... I'm sitting here doing nothing while this runs. I'm going to do the dishes.
Wow.
Loaded the dishwasher. Finally made coffee. The mom's like, hey, we're on our way. And I was like, fuck, I need to go get your car. So I had to go in and wake Andy up. And I was like, hey, you got to take me to my mom's car. But no, I was very productive yesterday until we got the kids. And then me and Waylon snuggled on the couch and took a nap.
I was not productive yesterday. I also had an asthma attack after we got back from the bar, which was terrifying, actually. We really thought we were going to have to take me to the ER there for a few minutes before my inhaler, like, fully kicked in. So, like, I think that was the next day. Plus, we had been running all weekend for Christmases, and I was like, I can't. Like, I did do a few things. I did a little bit of the dishes. I swept. I did, like, a couple things later in the afternoon, and I cooked dinner. But I was like, I need to rot. I just need to lay on this couch and watch Smosh videos all day and
everyone
just
needs a good rotting day.
Yeah, and that was the first time we'd had a rotting day in, like...
A long time.
Well, since right after the wedding.
Yeah.
So, it was needed, for sure.
Yeah, I get that. We watched football all day after we had the boys, so.
Yeah. It's a win-win.
It was great. Vikings won.
Vikings won. Let's see if they can beat Detroit. Fingers crossed.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Long shot.
Listen. They haven't fumbled yet. Not like they normally do.
Yeah, okay, they haven't shit the bed.
They have not shit the bed yet.
No.
They've tooted, but they have not shit yet.
It's true.
So, fingers crossed.
But they are on the road. And a lot of people apparently hate playing in Minnesota because their crowd gets so loud and it gets so loud in the stadium.
Yeah.
That they can't hear the coaches talking to them.
That's cool.
So... That would have been a nice advantage to have.
It would have. But, hey. It's Detroit. They got this.
They're really fucking good.
Hopefully Eminem's there.
He probably will be. He normally is.
Love that for him.
Yeah. Kind of jealous.
Right? I don't even like football that much, but I'm still jealous.
Fucking Christ. I saw how he's going to announce World Tour. Oh, I'm hoping it's true.
That'd be so sick.
I'll be going. I will sell everything to go.
You have two kidneys. Kids. You have kids. You have kidneys.
They have kidneys. <Just kidding>.
Jokes. Jokes. Jokes.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
No.
Well, yeah. So.
I think that's it.
Yep.
Awesome. Well. Again, sorry for the audio, guys, but hopefully this still works. We're still learning here, so.
Also, like I said, technical difficulties setting up today.
It's been a nightmare.
It's been a shit show today.
Yeah.
All day.
But hey.
We made it.
We made it. Please like, comment, subscribe. Let us know if you want to do bingo. Check out socials for what we're talking about, and the link in this video. So, yeah, on that note, Happy New Year, and we'll see you next year.
Ah! Cheers, guys. Cheers.